If you're joining us live from home, then yeah, it's a little bit different. It's easier to see what's going on here. We have posters up all over the wall, and this is really cool. So if you're able to stand with us. And we're going to be doing motions with our songs today. And we're doing three songs that we did this week from Superhero Camp, three different styles.
Every breath I take, I breathe in you. Every step I take you. You are my way, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in you. Waves of mercy, waves of grace. Everywhere I look, I see your face. Your love has captured me. Oh my God, this love. How can it be? Na 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 na. Jump, 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 jump. Na 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 na. Every move I make, I make to you. You make me move, Jesus.
Every breath I take, I breathe in you.
Every step I take you. You are my way, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in you. Waves of mercy, waves of grace. Everywhere I look, I see your face. Your love has captured me. My God, this love, how can it be? Na 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 na. Waves of mercy, waves of grace. Everywhere I look, I see your face. Your love has captured me. Oh my God, this love, how can it be?
Normally wear it all the time, but I want to see everybody doing these motions.
Well, I got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes a lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets a captive free. I got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, oh well, splish, splash within my soul. Spring up, oh well. Make me whole, spring up, oh well, and give to me that life abundantly. Well, I got a river of life flowing out of me, makes lame to walk and blind to see, opens prison doors, sets the captives free. I got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, oh well, gush, 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 gush within my soul. Spring up, oh well, gush, 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 and make me whole. Spring up, oh well, and give to me their life abundantly. Well, I got a river of life flowing out of me. Make yokes lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets a captive free. I got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, oh well, whoosh, within my soul. Spring up, oh well, whoosh, and make me whole. Spring up, oh well, whoosh, and give to me that life abundantly.
Now we're moving to the blues.
Jesus is the rock and he rolls of my blues away. Bop, shim, bop. Jesus is the rock and he rolls of my blues away. Bop, shim, bop. Jesus is the rock and he rolls of my blues away. Bop, shim, bop. Rock and he rolls in my blues away. Bop, shim, bop.
Woo!
Jesus is a rock and he rolls in my blues away. Bop, shim, bop.
Woo!
Jesus is a rock and he rolls in my blues away. Bop, shim, bop. Jesus is a rock and he rolls my blues away. Bop, shim, bop.
Woo!
Jesus is a rock and he rolls my blues away. Bop, shim, bop.
My doctor said I needed more exercise, so that was it right there. That should be enough for the month, right? You may be seated. Lord, thank you so much for allowing us to have fun and enjoy our time with you. Lord, I thank you for the week that we've had and all the things we've been able to do and be a part of this week and ministering to the kids and encouraging them. Lord, I just pray that this morning as we continue to talk about heroes, Lord, that we would honor and please you, the greatest hero of all. Lord, be blessed today in Jesus' name. Amen. We had fun this week. All of us, honestly, we all had a good time this week. It was fun. We were playing games and volleyball, and well, you saw all the pictures up there, but excuse me. This morning, we're going to continue along that same theme. Obviously, our worship this morning was the same worship we had during the week of summer camp. Our memory verse this morning, which you'll find on the table back there, is love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Same thing we were working with the kids on all week, so you'll find that out there in the foyer on the round table as well. But we're going to continue on this morning with this theme of heroes. And the funny thing about heroes is we all have them. Every one of us have people we would call heroes. Doesn't matter how old we are. Doesn't matter how young we are. There are people, or maybe animated people, that all of us would call heroes in some way, shape, or form. If we didn't like heroes, then the Marvel and DC movies and comic books would not be as big a deal as they are. And that's just not theaters filled with kids, it's theaters filled with adults. who love that storyline just as much as anybody else. We look to heroes for inspiration, for direction, for wisdom in many cases. There are certainly a lot of different roles that a hero can play in people's lives. Some are heroes based on what they do from day to day, like a fireman or a police officer, some of those first responders. We certainly have called them heroes. Throughout the pandemic, we talked about heroes being those first responders and the nurses and the emergency room staffers. Of course, many athletes we will call heroes, the Babe Ruths, the Michael Jordans, the Muhammad Ali's of the world. We look to them as heroes. And other heroes are based on some very unique things that they do or that they're a part of. A good example of that would be a Medal of Honor recipient. Now, if you're not familiar with what the Medal of Honor is, let me just give you a quick synopsis this morning. The Medal of Honor is the United States' highest award for military valor in action. And there's been in existence for about 160 years that medal has been awarded to different people. During that time frame, the meaning of that medal has never, ever changed or been tarnished. Etched in the very medal itself are the symbols of why the recipient gets that medal. Bravery, courage, sacrifice, integrity. And it represents absolutely a deep love of country and a desire to always do what is right. While there's been many conflicts over the years, many individual battles, and certainly a lot of personnel that has been part of our military over the years, honestly, it's a very small fraction of those that have served that receive this incredible award. To date, again, 160-ish years in existence, just over 3,500 medals have been given out. That's not a lot when you think about the amount of people who have served and that time frame. There are actually a handful of recipients who have not received one, but two medals of honor. Each branch of the military has their own medal, and some have received a medal from different branches for the same thing. Others have actually received the medal for two separate instances, which is just absolutely incredible. Among all those different recipients that are out there, the 3,500 plus recipients, there is one that really jumped out at me as I was looking at this and preparing for this morning. His name is Douglas Monroe. There's two particular reasons that he jumped out at me as I was going through this. You see, to date, he is the only U.S. Coast Guardsman to receive this prestigious award. It was given to him for his actions in Guadalcanal. There he was leading a group of crafts, landing crafts, to aid in the rescue of the roughly 500 Marines that were being attacked by enemy forces at the time. With only one craft left to escape, that craft with those Marines in it got stuck. Monroe moved his craft in front of that other one to shield the oncoming fire from the enemies. Some of the Marines were then able to get out of their boat, lighten the load a little bit, get it unstuck, and then get moving once again. But just as they were about to move out, Signalman First Class Monroe was shot. His last words reported by those on the craft with him were, "Did they get off?" He was concerned about those other Marines that he was there to help. One of those Marines that Monroe is credited as saving that day was Lieutenant General Chesty Poehler. He went on to become the most decorated Marine in U.S. history. If you are a Marine or know any Marines, ask them about General Poehler. They'll be able to tell you a lot about who he is and what he stands for. Monroe ultimately gave his own life to sacrifice and to protect a whole other group of people that he was working to rescue. That, by the way, is the second reason he stood out to me as a recipient. The fact that he was willing to give his own life to save the lives of many more. We're not even sure exactly how many were on that other craft that escaped at that time. But I believe that's an excellent example of a hero for us. Today, more modern-day heroes tend to take on more of a famous role. They seem to be more well-known today than they have been of the past. In fact, I'd be surprised if many of us ever heard of Monroe before this morning. We probably had no idea who that gentleman was. So today's heroes tend to be a little bit more famous, but they're still tagged as heroes for a lot of different reasons. If we were to put a list together of requirements or reasons that people were listed as heroes, I think we'd find some real common denominators in all of those separate lists. See, in some way, a hero appears safe to us. In many ways, they appear unbeatable to us. You know, many of the individuals that have received that Medal of Honor have a story about being wounded and still carrying on. That's why they were received that medal, because they continued to do what was in their focus. They continued to do what they felt was right. They continued to protect others. It's that kind of idea that we all put on our list of requirements for the hero we want to look up to. They encourage us. They remind us never, ever to give up. They even help us in some ways build our faith. Now, I'll be honest and say it's not always a faith in Christ, but they build a faith of some sort in our lives. We look to them to encourage us and to shape us. Some of us, as we talked about this past week, might look to this guy named King David as a hero. And scripturally, I would agree. He was an excellent example of a hero. He held many of those qualities that we just talked about, and he accomplished an incredible list of things in his life. Let me just name a few. He's credited as unifying Israel. He conquered Jerusalem. He brought the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem. He's a man after God's own heart. He protected God's anointed. Even when he had a chance to take Saul's life, if you know the story, he didn't, because that was God's anointed. He slayed Goliath. He was talented in playing the harp. He was perhaps the greatest king in Israel's history. Earthly king, of course, we're talking about. And so much more he is credited as doing. Yet with all those accomplishments, there were some things that David did that were not very hero-like. See, he was still a man. He was still a sinner. He still made some occasional wrong choices. In fact, King David, this guy we, all of us probably, would call a hero if we were asked, he was guilty of murder. That doesn't sound very heroic, does it? I mentioned earlier this little-known guy by the name of Michael Jordan. Have we ever heard of him? I'm pretty sure that we've heard of him. He was, I'll dare I say, is an amazing athlete. Many people know his name. Maybe they don't know a whole lot about him. Maybe they don't know all of his different accomplishments, but they've heard the name Michael Jordan. He overcame early skepticism in his basketball playing. When he first tried out for his high school varsity basketball team, he didn't make it. He didn't make it. He was put down on the JV or lower team, and from that moment on, he had made up his mind that he was not going to have that happen again. He was going to become a better player. And arguably, I know we can have an argument about this at the picnic later, but he might very well be the best player that the NBA has ever seen. He was an incredible, talented individual. Chicagoans loved to watch him play. Not only did he play well, he entertained when he played. And there's, if you're a basketball fan, a Chicago basketball fan, there is not one of us that was not super excited when he brought 6 championships to Chicago in 8 years. That was an incredible feat. So yeah, a lot of people look up to him as a hero. But you know what? Michael Jordan's not always a hero either. He's hurt people. We don't know all those stories because they're not the highlight reels that we see on YouTube and all the other places that we go watch. But Michael has done things. He has said things. He has caused pain in other people's lives. He has hurt other people. Again, that's not very heroic, is it? That's not a quality we look to in our list of heroes. We all have our view of heroes and who they are and what they might do or what their accomplishments might be. But we have to really, truly ask ourselves, are they really heroes? Maybe they've done some great things, but are they really heroes? That's a key question right there, because a hero is someone we should want to model our lives after. If I'm talking about King David, do I want to model my life after a murderer? If we're talking about MJ, Michael Jordan, do I want to model my life after somebody that has hurt other people? Is that what we want to do when we look to them as heroes? When we think about that single criteria, someone we want to model our life after, there is but one true hero. His name is Jesus, the Savior of the world, the Son of the living God. He is the one true hero. He never sinned. He never ever made a mistake. In his very short earthly life, he did everything well. And then he paid the ultimate price. He laid down his life for someone else. But not just one or two people, not some specific group of people. Jesus laid down his life so that all might have the opportunity to live. All might have the opportunity to be saved. In the rest of our time this morning, we're going to look at a couple of characteristics of Jesus and what perhaps are some of the things we would say made him a hero. Jesus was known to heal a lot of people. There was a lot of sick people throughout Scripture. You can read about it. And he was known on many occasions to heal those people, not just simply, but miraculously. Miraculously meaning no one could explain how he did this healing, but he did it because we know he was Jesus, the Son of God. On one of those recorded instances in Matthew 8, 1 through 3, we read this. When he came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said. "Be clean." Immediately he was cured of his leprosy. Leprosy is not something we hear a whole lot about today, is it? Back then, leprosy was a horrible, horrible disease. And if you got it, you were cast out. You were sent to some colony. You were banished to some island. You were gotten rid of because it was such a nasty disease to have. God, in his infinite wisdom, has given man the ability to attack some of these diseases. And today we hardly ever hear about leprosy because he's given us wisdom through science and medicine to come up with a way to heal and cure that. But when this took place, there was no cure. There was no way to get better. It was indeed a miraculous healing, and Jesus became that man's hero with some simple words. "I am willing. Be clean." And the man was instantly clean. Now, if that happened to you, wouldn't you deem that man a hero? Some of us have dealt with cancer today. Cancer is a dreaded, fearful disease today, much like leprosy was then. But there are times that God has touched people and said, "Nope, you're not going to have to deal with that. You're done. You're clean. You're whole." And the cancer is gone completely. God still does amazing healing today. Jesus is also our provider. Luke chapter 5, verses 4 through 6. When he finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and put your net down for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, we will put down our nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. That's pretty incredible. Imagine being out fishing today, casting your line out, and in one reel pulling in like a dozen fish. If you're a fisherman, that would be super exciting, right? You know, even when we are exhausted, even when we've worked as hard as we can possibly work, even when we've put all of our effort into stuff and it seems hopeless, our hero, Jesus, comes to our aid. And he provides for us. He makes a way for us. I mean, this whole idea of casting out the net and getting these fish might seem silly to us. But in this case, that was his livelihood. Simon was a fisherman. That's what he needed to make a living, to provide for his family. If he didn't catch any fish, he had nothing to trade or sell. There would be no income as we know it, or as we would call it. So without those fish, there would be a serious problem. Jesus knew that well ahead of time. And after he had done and said what he needed to say, then he instructed him, "Go out, put down, and you will get everything you need." You know, honestly, if he'd have let that net down and got a dozen or two dozen fish, he'd have been pretty happy, I'm sure. But Scripture says that's not the case. There were so many fish, the net began to break. I'd be willing to suggest he probably had never seen a catch like that before. I'd be willing to say that's probably more than he could have ever hoped for or imagined. Sometimes, let me back up. God always provides. He always meets our needs. But sometimes, it comes at that very last moment. After working hard all night long and catching nothing, sometimes it's at that moment that the greatest provision of all comes our way. And Jesus is the one who makes it happen. A true hero takes the time to teach people, to teach those that are around them. Teach not only in words, but in actions, the things that they do. That is unbelievably important. We've talked about this before, and I can't stress it enough. Our words are strong and powerful, but our actions matching our words are so much stronger, so much more powerful. I'm sure you've heard the old expression, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. That's your actions at work. And Jesus taught both with his words and with his actions. Luke chapter 8, we read about a parable. A parable is a story that Jesus would tell. It wasn't necessarily a specific true story, but it had meaning to it. That's why it's called a parable. And in this particular parable, we read about a farmer sowing seeds, and that seed falling on all kinds of different soil. And what was going to happen to that seed when it fell on those different kinds of soil. And each one had its meaning. Each one had its purpose, if you will. Those following Jesus, his disciples, must have thought to themselves, there's more to this story than Jesus is sharing right now. There's more to this whole concept. Because when they got alone with him, they said to him, Jesus, what did that parable really mean? What was it about? And Jesus took the time to explain to them in detail what that parable meant so they could understand what he was sharing, what he was teaching them, how he was showing them about the seed and the soil and the kingdom of God and the seed that was being sown. Teaching verbally is a strong characteristic of a hero. Heroes also lead by example. Again, that whole idea of being teaching in action as well as word. There's a lot of scripture that we could look to how Jesus gave us an example to live by. Repeatedly, throughout scripture, Jesus is showing us how we need to live. But I'm going to read one from Matthew 11, 4 and 5 this morning. John the Baptist is in jail. And he wants to make sure that Jesus is who he's supposed to be, who he's thought all along that Jesus was. So John sends out word. He says, are you the one to come, or should we expect someone else? And look at Jesus' answer. He says, go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor. Not only did Jesus teach verbally, in all of his actions he did what was right and honorable and showed his love for people in absolutely everything he did. A true hero's actions line up with his words. They line up with what he says. Let me just say this morning. There was a time, at least in this nation, where you could shake somebody's hand and it was a done deal. Whatever those two people agreed to, you could guarantee it was going to be done and done that way. Today, 2023, a legal binding contract actually doesn't hold any merit. Because people will go to court and fight that binding contract all the time to change it, to get out of it, to scrap it. So what once was a handshake and you could guarantee would be done, today we don't even carry or hold on to our written, signed agreements as meaning anything anymore. Jesus backed up absolutely everything he said. A promise? It's come true or it will come true. Jesus' words never fail. And he lives out everything he said. A hero also protects others. His followers didn't always understand that. Honestly, we don't always understand that. But Jesus protects people. Matthew chapter 8, starting at verse 23. He got into the boat, and his disciples followed him. Without warning, a furious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him up, saying, "Lord, save us, we're going to drown." He replied, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" Then he got up, rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. There's a couple things we can learn there. Jesus protected those disciples when they asked for protection. But as long as Jesus was with them in that boat, nothing would have happened to those disciples. Because previously Jesus had already told them, made a promise to them, that we're going to the other side of the lake. Which meant they weren't going to die in the middle of the lake. They were going to make it to the other side. But those disciples didn't think about it that way. All they did was fear that wind and that waves and those storm, and they panicked. And they woke Jesus up. Jesus says, "I got it, guys. I got it. As long as I'm with you, I will protect you. I will keep you safe. I will watch over you." I bet you if we went around the room and talked, we could probably share stories of times that Jesus has kept us safe and protected us. Not all that long ago, I got a phone call from my daughter, who was in a pretty serious car accident. Went off the road, hit a big rock, hit a tree. Car was messed up on all sides. She walked out with a couple scratches. We pray for our kids. We pray for God's protection. And God protects. God keeps safe. That's the mark of a hero. One more thing about this hero, Jesus, that I want to talk about this morning. He is a giver of life. Perhaps as you've read, perhaps if you've been in Sunday school or listened to stories, you've heard about a guy named Lazarus. He's a pretty popular guy, pretty famous person. In John chapter 11, we read about how Jesus called Lazarus out of his tomb. Lazarus has died. His sisters were sad, distraught, unhappy, as they should be. It all makes sense. Jesus was a friend of Lazarus. Lazarus died and was buried. He was put in a tomb. But Jesus came back and he called Lazarus out of that tomb. He didn't touch him. He didn't do all kinds of crazy things. He stood there and said, "Lazarus, come out." And the man that was once dead stood up and walked out of that tomb. Not only were his sisters there, but there was a whole crowd of people watching. Can you imagine the amazement in their eyes? Can you imagine what they might have thought at that very moment? That's a hero. That's incredible. Let me tell you something else about that. A little later on, in this little book called Revelation, it tells us that someday Jesus will call back every person that has died. Every person that has taken their last breath will again be raised to life. Jesus is the one who will do that. And for those who have trusted in Jesus, those who have put their faith in Him as their Lord and Savior, they will live for all eternity with the greatest hero of all times, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the Savior of the world. There is no better news than that today. There is no better example of a hero than that today. The greatest hero of all times loves you so much that He laid down His life that you might live for all eternity. much like that soldier did years ago when he gave his life for all those Marines. He saved a boat full of 10, 15, 20, 30, 50, I don't know how many guys. Jesus laid his life down for all of mankind. There is not one single solitary soul that has ever lived or will ever live that won't be touched by this hero named Jesus. He did it for you. He did it for me. Even though our criteria personally changes drastically as we talk about heroes in our own eyes, if you look at any of that criteria that you have on your list, or I have on my list, or your neighbor has on their list, I almost guarantee you can apply it to Jesus, because he will meet those criteria. Just about any of them that you can come up with, I can imagine we could touch back to Jesus. He has overcome fear. He has overcome worry. He has overcome bullying. He provides, he protects, he heals, he keeps us safe. Not only does he heal our physical wounds, he heals our spiritual wounds. He does it all, physically, emotionally, spiritually. He's an incredible teacher, both verbally and in his actions. And as I already said, he will never, ever, ever fail to keep a promise that he has made. Every time, it will be kept. So while there are a lot of people in this world that we might label as heroes, there is only one true hero that will meet every single requirement we can come up with. Not only is he our hero today, he's our hero tomorrow and next week and next month and next year and for all eternity. That's how incredible of a hero Jesus is. You know something else about Jesus? He doesn't need a cape. He doesn't need some special suit. He doesn't only show up at certain times when we're in trouble. He's with us wherever we go. Stronger than anything we might face. If you were with us last week, you saw that I was walking around with an Incredible Hulk shirt on. That was who I had as my hero for the week. We watched the movie last night. The Incredible Hulk. Big green guy. Incredible, stronger than all kinds of things. Jesus could meet him with a snap. Jesus could take him out in an instant. Nothing defeats our Jesus. Doesn't always seem that way, I know. There are times in life we struggle and things are hard and we deal with things emotionally, physically, whatever they are. There are some times it feels like it's too big of a job for Jesus. But I promise you it's not. He can. He will protect, heal, keep you safe, provide. He will do all of those things that you could look to any other hero for, because Jesus and he alone is our true hero. Amen? Father God, we thank you so much for the opportunity we had to talk about heroes, to go through your word, to see all the incredible things that different people have done. But Father, we thank you more than anything for sending your Son, the one true hero, to walk this earth on our behalf, that we might hear from him, learn from him, receive from him, know that he is always with us, stronger than any other situation we might face. He is the hero of all heroes. Lord, I pray that we would continue to trust our hero. Continue to put our faith in our hero. Lord, if we've not made that step today, if we've not said, I trust you, Jesus, if we've not said, Jesus, you are the one true hero, Lord, help us to do that. Help us to have the mind to understand how much you love us. Soften our hearts. Help us to hear your word and to be encouraged by it. Lord, I just pray if there is anyone here that needs to hear more about you as hero, that they would not be afraid to talk to us today. Pastor Brian, myself, anybody else, Lord, that knows you, let them talk to us. Let them come to know you as their personal Lord and Savior, their greatest hero. In Jesus' name, amen.